Hello, welcome to Kids Ask Authors, a weekly podcast where kids can ask authors of their favorite books a question. I'm author and illustrator Grace Lynn, the host of this podcast, and I hope that this helps all kids who want to create stories and those helping them on their journey.
Kids Ask Authors!
Hello, I'm Grace Lynn, children's book author and illustrator of many books, including the middle grade novel, Where the Mountain Meets the Moon, and the picture book, A Big Moon Cake for Little Star. Today, I'm here with Tui Sutherland, the author of the Wings of Fire series. Hi, Tui.
Hi, Grace. I'm so excited to be here. Oh. Where the Mountain Meets the Moon is one of our very favorite books. Aww. I talk about it all the time.
Oh, thanks. That's so nice to hear.
And it has such a great dragon in it. I love it so much.
Which is perfect for today's question, because are you ready for today's question?
Yes, of course.
Okay, today's question is from a girl named Susan, and she asks,
why do you write about dragons?
Oh, that is a lovely question. I write about dragons for lots of reasons. I just think they're awesome, for one thing. I think dragons, I kind of feel like when I'm writing about dragons, I'm writing about teenagers with superpowers. They can all fly. They usually have different things they can do, like breathe fire or breathe underwater or like freeze people with their breath. So it just gives me a lot of like things to play with. But I can still make them really human on the inside. So they have all the same problems that we do and the same emotions that we do. But they're super cool and they can set you on fire when they get mad. So I think that's the number one reason that I love writing about dragons.
Well, it's so interesting because I also write about dragons too, but my dragons are very different than yours. And I always have to tell people there's the European dragon and there's the Chinese dragon. And the European dragon is very much closer to what you write with the wings, and because it's wings of fire. Right. Whereas the Chinese dragon doesn't have wings, and the Chinese dragon doesn't breathe fire. And the reason why I write about dragons is more because the dragon is such an important symbol, an important part of Chinese culture. So that's why I feel like I have to write about the dragon, because it's such a symbol in that culture, and not to mention it would be very strange.
To not have dragons there.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I actually did think a little bit when I started about including some dragons that didn't have wings, because I had done some research on other kinds of dragons in mythology. But what I realized was that if I had half my characters with wings and like one character that didn't, he would spend the entire book trying to catch up to his friends. He'd be like, all right, I'll see you like 3 books from now when I get to the next adventure spot. Well, so just logistically, it would have been very difficult.
Yes, I could completely see that. But though in Chinese culture, the dragon flies without wings, because they're like the kings of the sky, so the sky has to take them wherever they want. So they're like, cloud, I want to go over there, and they have to like be brought over. So that's why they don't need wings to fly, because they're such masters of the sky.
That's true. That's right. One of my favorite dragons is from the movie Spirited Away.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
Me too.
And just like, yeah, so that dragon definitely could move.
And
could
that travel. Yes, and that's a Japanese dragon. So Susan, I hope you've seen Spirited Away. If not, definitely go see that soon. And also read Tui's books and mine, and then you'll have a full palette of dragons to read about.
And hopefully make up your own.
Yes, that would be great.
That'd be cool too.
So thanks so much, Susan, for your great question, and thank you, Tui, for answering it.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Wasn't that great? If you'd like to learn more about today's author, please go to our website, kidsaskauthors.com, for more information. Special thanks to Porter Square Books for helping to facilitate this interview. Also, thanks to High Five Books and the Art Always Bookstore and Ms. Carlton's second grade class at Jackson Street School for their help with our kid questions and reviews. Grown-ups, remember, if you know a kid that has a question, a book review, a short story, a poem, or even a joke they would like to share on this podcast, please submit it to kidsaskauthors.com. And if you'd like to reach me, you can sign up for my author newsletter by clicking on the little link icon at the top of kidsaskauthors.com. Or you could follow me on Twitter and Instagram, where I use the handle @PaceyLynn. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please spread the word. Tell your friends and colleagues to listen. And of course, please leave a review on iTunes. That really helps me know that you like what we're doing, so we can keep doing it. And now we'll close this episode with a kid book review.
The book I would like to talk about is The Odyssey by Gareth Hinds, originally by Homeworks.
not Homer Simpson, the Greek guy, is a graphic novel about a Greek hero, Odysseus, who tried to get home for 20 years. I will warn you, there's a lot of gore and inappropriate stuff. For young kids, I probably shouldn't talk about that. But I like it because the illustrations and the storyline were really exciting and surprising. Like when Odysseus outsmarted the Cyclops.
Kids Ask Authors has been a Casey Wolf production.